Today we're going to continue to talk about prayer. I hope you've enjoyed the devotion so far this week, and I hope it's put a desire in you to pray and to enjoy prayer. And today we're going to look at prayer again, and we're going to talk about the power of prayer. And you know, there's many things we talk about this week, and there's many things we can say about prayer. But if there's one thing you need to know and understand about prayer, is it's powerful. You see, prayer is powerful. And I've learned very early on in my Christian walk with God that prayer is powerful. I've seen God answer prayers when I needed provision, when I prayed for people to be healed, when I needed to overcome bad habits. God has always helped me, and He has always answered my prayers. And prayer is powerful. And today we're going to look at what the Bible says concerning the power of prayer. And we read in James 5 verse 16, "The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results." Now I want you to think about the words used there. And it's saying the earnest prayer. And if you read earnest there, you might be thinking, well, I need to pray long prayers, or I need to pray intense prayers. And that's not what it means. In context there, an intense prayer there is only talking about a faithful prayer. It's talking about praying with faith, believing while you pray. But it goes on to say there, the earnest prayer, the faithful prayer of a righteous person, that is any believer. It's not saying the prayer of a pastor or some kind of holy person. It's saying the prayer of a righteous person, that is any believer who has made Jesus the Lord and Savior of their lives. But it goes on to say the prayer of that person has great power and produces wonderful results. Think about that. Think about the results it can produce in your own life. Think about the results it can produce in your children's lives or in other people's lives as you pray for them. You see, even though we can't override people's choices, we can pray for them, and it can make a difference in their lives. But I want you to know today that your prayers are powerful. Maybe you feel like a very ordinary person. Well, the Bible says the prayer of a righteous person, that is every ordinary believer, the prayer of that person is powerful, and it will produce great results. Prayer is powerful. Max Lucado said, "When we work, but when we pray, God works." You see, we need to do our part, but we need to trust God to do what only He can do. And in prayer, we can give God the opportunity to do what only He can. We also read in 1 John 5, verse 14 and 15, "And we are confident that He hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases Him. And since we know that He hears us when we make our requests, we also know that He will give us what we ask for." And when the Bible says there what pleases Him, it's just talking about the will of God. So what that passage is saying, whenever we ask for something that is the will of God, He will always answer us. And I've read this verse to people before, and they've asked me, well, how do we know what the will of God is? And it's quite simple, the Word of God. We find the will of God in the Word of God. But whenever we pray in line with the Word, which is also in line with His will then, He will answer our prayers. You see, what makes prayer so powerful is the fact that God answers prayer. When we pray believing, and when we pray in line with His Word, God will always answer. I love how John started off here by saying, "And we are confident." This is the confidence that we have. Not just something that we are wishing for or even hoping for, but it's the confidence that we have. Knowing God always answers when we pray in line with His will, and when we pray believing, we will receive. Billy Graham said the following. He said, "Heaven is full of answers to prayer for which no one ever bothered to ask." And that is so true, because even in the book of James, we read that you have not because you ask not. So I want to challenge you today. Go ahead and ask. Don't ask for things that aren't in line with the Word. Don't ask for things that aren't a promise from God. But if you know it's a promise from God, why don't you go ahead and ask Him? And as you ask Him, Remember, it's His will for you. And as you ask Him, believe it you receive. And the Bible says, you will have it. But believer, remember today, your prayers are powerful. It will change your life and it will change other people's lives as you pray, believing and trusting God. You are highly favored and deeply loved.